SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Another SBS Pop Asia podcast. It's The Anime Show with Joey and Aki.
Welcome back to another episode of The Anime Show with Joey and Aki. I'm your host, Joey.
And I'm your co-host, Aki. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about our favorite and non-favorite things about Japan.
If you enjoy the show, make sure to like, favorite, comment, and share it with all of your friends.
Did I say non-favorite?
Yeah. As we're recording this right now, Aki's gonna leave.
No.
She's gonna leave Japan again.
No, I'm leaving you.
No, don't leave me. No, but she'll be back. Hopefully by the time she's back, I would have moved to a bigger place here so that she can stay for a little bit longer. Hopefully we'll have a recording studio as well in the new house, so our podcast will sound a little bit better.
Yeah.
But on that note, since you are, you know, leaving Japan again, I wanted to talk about why you love Japan.
Why I love it?
Yeah. Well, I think you and I have a different opinions or different, like, outlooks on Japan, considering that I've basically been living here for half my life. You've visited, this is your third time visiting?
Yeah, third.
Third time visiting, yeah. You know, so it's very different. The way we look at the country, the way we look at the culture is very different. And I think everybody looks at culture of different countries like that differently. So I've wanted to know, from you at least, why you love Japan. Like, what are your reasons?
Vegas is boring. I've always wanted to come to Japan since I was little.
Every Vegas listener was just like,
nah, not really. They'll probably be like, no, yeah, she's right.
Really?
Probably. But yeah, like, I don't know, with Japan, I mean, I've naturally always just wanted to come here since I was young. And when I came here, I didn't really know what to expect. I just knew that I really was fascinated by the culture. And I don't know, I didn't really know anything about it. When I came here, it was just so different from anywhere else I've ever been. It's a very peaceful country. I feel like it definitely fits with my personality. And for those who watch my YouTube channel, I'm not just talking about anime. I'm very much extending beyond that. Mm-hmm. People here, they're very respectful of, you know, your own personal space. And then, to be honest, I don't really talk that much in public. So it's just really nice to just kind of keep to myself. Do my own thing. The food is great. The environment's really nice. There's always something to do, which I really like.
Mm.
Like, and by something to do, you could say that about Vegas technically, but I honestly think Vegas, it's a one-night stand in itself, mm-hmm. ironically, or unironically. Because people come to Vegas for just, like,
just a party.
Yeah, just a party. It is, like, party city. But
yeah, and you and I aren't really, like, party people either.
Yeah, that's why it's very much opposite of like what I am, I guess.
Or like, my we'll party every now and then. Mm. Like, we're not saying that,
but even if we do, it's not like Vegas.
No.
Like, Vegas has gambling, it has girls, strippers, and more parties and everything, and mainstream stuff, and it's very loud and kind of obnoxious. When I come here, even if I go to like Shinjuku or Shibuya, it's not that overwhelming.
Mm.
I mean, I guess like there are some local Japanese people who could probably disagree with you, like anyone that lives like in the more isolated places, like mm-hmm. maybe they're just not into that many people. But I'm coming from Vegas and I find it very much more of a relaxing city vibe. And then what else? I mean, you could just take a train and go, if you decide to go more traditional, you go to Asakusa, or you can go up to the north. And then, what else is there? I definitely know that you guys have a much more healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, well, just food in general.
Yeah, I think your it's food just is healthier, and I honestly like your food so much better.
Well, I mean, talking about, like, healthy foods, like, I don't think that's hard, considering, doesn't America have, like, and don't quote me on this, but, like, doesn't America have, like, on health standards for food, isn't America, like, the lowest in the world? Or at least lowest for a first world country?
I wouldn't know. I just know that, yeah, we are really unhealthy.
I mean, you guys are consistently the fattest country in the world.
To be honest, I think our food or, like, the lifestyle of the way people live, it's almost on the verge of being unavoidable to, for, like, things like fast food or even if you go to the grocery store. Like, a lot of that stuff is really not good for you. I mean, even the cereal. Right now, cereal's actually being pushed, like, away from kids.
Yeah, now. I bet. Because it's just boxes of sugar.
Essentially. But back then, I think maybe 6 or 7 years ago, you would see commercials of Nickelodeon or Disney being like, kids, remember to eat your cereal and milk every morning. And then people were like, you know, if you really look at it, it's just sugar. And in Japan, it's actually quite easy to get a pretty healthy meal. It's actually quite pushed in Japan.
All them 7-Elevens, dude.
Yeah, and when those who try to be healthy in the U.S., they really make it pricey. You want to be healthy?
Yeah, I know. It's like a salad is like $15 or something. Ridiculous like that. It
depends where you go, but I'm talking about like organic and.
Oh yeah, I'm talking about like the cafe that we had in like the LA Art District.
Yeah,
remember that place like next to Airbnb?
Oh yeah. That was a vegan place.
Oh, it was good. It was really tasty, but man, it was expensive.
Yeah, but in Japan, it's natural.
Well, in Japan, you can go to a 7-Eleven and buy a salad for like 120 yen, which is like $1.20.
Yeah.
And it's actually, like, healthy for you.
Yeah, so I like Japan for a lot of those reasons. And also, your criminal rate is, like, near to zero.
Well, yeah, it's the lowest in the world.
Yeah, and so I'd rather be here. Now, I'm not going to get into any political topics on that, but all I'm going to say is I feel so much safer in a place that where there are no guns here because it's already normalized.
I feel Japan is, like, the one country where, like, you could walk the streets at like 3 a.m. by yourself, even as a female.
You did that last night.
Yeah, even as a female, like you could just walk the streets at like 3 a.m. and you would feel safe. Like it would just be like walking in the middle of the day.
The worst thing that you have to worry about is two things: either being catcalled and you don't know how to handle it, or two, missing the last train.
Yeah, basically. And you're like, oh man, I have to catch a taxi now. It's expensive.
That's essentially all you really got to worry about. Well,
speaking on that front, actually, now that you've listed a lot of things that you love about Japan, what are some things that you don't really like? Like, what are some criticisms? Because you know, I think it goes without saying that not every country is perfect. Every country has flaws. Mm. And I don't really hear, like, not to toot my own horn, not to toot my own horn for Japan or anything, but, you know, when we say Japan, it's usually, I don't really hear of many people who come to Japan and was like, oh, I didn't really enjoy myself.
I think I've told you about a few things that I said when certain situations came up. I would sit there and I would tell you, you know, this is something that I think that I'll miss about America once I move in Japan. One, you guys don't really have the friendly stranger conversation like we do.
But didn't you just say that you'd prefer that?
Yeah, I would. But I mean, there are times where it's like, I still have my part in like America where it's like, if you hear like a certain conversation, you can get in there. Or, like, but it seems like that's almost the problem here. Like, people are very uncomfortable with it.
I don't think it's so much, like, uncomfortability. I think it's just, like, we're not used to it. Like, for example, like, we went to Asakusa.
Yeah.
And you wanted to buy a kanzashi, right? A kanzashi is a, how do you say that in English? It's like a hair chopstick. It's like a hair chopstick, basically. You stick it in your hair and it's, like, decorative and whatever. So Aki wanted to go get one for her friend before she left, and so we went to this kanzashi store in Asakusa, which is like a really traditional part of Japan. And the shopkeeper was like really talkative.
Yeah, very talkative.
Like she really came on to like.
Well, Aki I see and I. that a lot of in a lot of store clerks, but I mean on the streets, it's like.
Oh, yeah, whatever. On the streets is a little more difficult. I think as well, because we're in Tokyo, like, just coming from experience, and you don't know this because you haven't been, but, like, Osaka, for example, which is, like, the third, I think it's the third biggest city in Japan, if you go there, people are a lot more talkative there.
Oh, that's good.
I think it's just because it's Tokyo, and it's just the city.
People can't afford to talk to
yeah,
you.
People are just, like, I don't know, it's too city. Mm. It's too much of a city landscape for people to just conveniently be like, hey, yeah. What's up?
But I still don't mind, you know, doing my own thing and being private. Mm. But it's also like, you'll have your moments, you know, and you can't really get that. Another thing, this is all just really little stuff, but it doesn't really make my experience detrimental.
Mm.
Like, we really have to worry about the last train. Like, that's just a very specific thing, but yeah. Here's how the schedule goes. The train is almost never late. If it is, it has to, like, personally, like, apologize to you for being a few seconds late. But it goes up until, like, midnight on average.
Mm-hmm.
And on a Friday night, God knows that nobody ever hangs out, at midnight or until midnight. The next train happens at, like, 5 in the morning. That's pretty extensive. That's a huge gap.
Yeah, but in that case, like, they do that so that they can go and, you know, maintain the tracks and fix the tracks
right.
during the middle of the night so that, you know, like, say, for example, like, in Australia, we have days where the trains aren't running at all so that they can, you know, take their time to fix the tracks and whatnot. Mm. But in Japan, or at least in Tokyo, they can't afford to do that.
Yeah.
Because there are way too many people who depend on the train. So right. they kind of have to close the tracks.
Right.
Like, I wish it, like, trains were just, like, operating 24/7. That'd be really cool, but
I think also in Japan, the last thing is, it's kind of obvious here, the suicide rate's very uncomforting.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's a lot of things around that, like, our way of life and being way too systematic and whatnot.
Yeah, I think, like, a lot of it definitely does come from either no one really talks or the very stressful work life, because your work is your life. You guys very much embed that into society. Like, if you didn't get a bachelor's, you're pretty much nothing. If you aren't working, yeah. If you aren't in the workforce, don't even hope for anything. it's pretty strict here. And then when it comes to, like, the etiquettes of how everything works, I don't know. I haven't really been bothered by it too much, but sometimes I don't know how proper I'm supposed to be.
That's one element that I think that not even a lot of, like, locals fully understand. Just because there are so many, like, you know, different mannerisms for different people and different etiquettes for different people. And there's just a lot of rules that, like, we try our best to cooperate and we try our best to follow them. But again, like, there are a lot of specifics that not even, like, I understand.
Yeah. So, but other than that, right now I haven't been exposed to too many things I could say, I guess, stick out in a negative light. I mean, you know me. I don't really talk about things that I don't like.
Yeah. Well, I'm just happy that, like, there are a lot of things about Japan that you do enjoy.
Yeah. And I was worried that I wouldn't really make many friends here because, you know, the whole not really so much of the introvertedness that I was talking about earlier. Just really language barrier. That's pretty much it. But, I mean, that can kind of be fixed. But I've met, like, a lot of really great friends here. And, again, it's just, it's fun, it's safe. Personally, for me, I think it very much fits with my interests and what I like.
Mm.
So, I would definitely live here. In fact, I'm trying to.
Well, that's one thing as well.
How about your visas? Yeah. Want to make them a little bit more flexible?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't, like, bring that up.
Well, I think I've just been so, like, traumatized by, like, the hearing of the word visa.
What, then, like, you don't even want to, like, talk about
Luke
it?
Luke found, like, this truck that was trying to stock up some stuff for the convenience store, and it was open, and then Luke's like, can I just throw you in there, and then just have it, like, zoom off. There, you got your visa. You're in the country forever now.
trapped in the back of a truck.
Yeah. Jeez. That's how I want
to
live.
Did he say that to you last night?
Yeah, well, because, like, he made this movement with his hands. I said, oh, that truck's open. And then he's he just does this movement with his hands. He's like, I'll throw you in there. He's like, now you're in Japan forever. You can't leave.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully that's one thing that we'll be able to sort out soon for you. Yeah.
Well, that's all I gotta say. Yeah. I'll see it when I believe it.
I feel that's like...
Or no, I'll believe it when I see it.
I feel that's one thing that, like... Well, it's one negative that is, I think, very specific to people like us who, you know, do... Well, that's one thing I hate about Japan, or I really kind of dislike about Japan, is that we're very backwards compared to the rest of the world. Like, I've always said they're like, what's hot now in Japan was hot everywhere else in the world 5 years ago.
Mm. I mean, you know? The Salt Bae just came up.
Yeah, the Salt Bae meme just came back again. And I'm like, and everyone else on the internet's like, that's been around for quite a while now. Because, like smartphones, for example. Like, smartphones didn't start to become a thing until, like... I'd say 5 years ago.
I'm actually still seeing a good amount of people with flip phones.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, you never see people with flip phones, like, in America anymore, you know? Like, if anything, there are more people in America and, like, and probably in Australia that don't have a phone than those that have a flip phone, you know? So, like, that's one thing as well that is kind of... I don't really... It's not that I dislike. It's just one thing that I kind of find interesting. It's like, oh... You're just learning about this now. Like, the whole concept of a YouTuber didn't really, like, start to appear until maybe, like, 3 years ago. And I'm like, guys, YouTube as a job has been around for, like, 10 years.
To be honest, though, I have to admit that you guys definitely embrace YouTubers more than any other country that I have seen in the world.
You think so?
I mean, you guys have magazines for YouTubers.
Yeah.
You guys... make TV shows for YouTubers. You guys have a school for YouTubing.
Oh, I mean, I think...
Is that a good idea? No, but I'm just saying, you guys love your YouTubers. Yeah. Like, when... During this specific trip I've been here, I think 3 or 4 times did people walk past me, not pointing me out. They were just saying, man, I wish I could be a YouTuber. Man, I hope I meet a YouTuber. I'm like, oh, well, the little that you know right now. But yeah, no, you guys really love them.
It's scary. It's scary because, like, I saw, like, an article being, like, it was, like, a poll conducted last year on, like, a bunch of elementary school kids, public school kids, or primary school kids, rather, of, like, asking, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? Like, what's an occupation that you want to be when you grow up? Number 3 was a YouTuber. And I'm like, kids, don't...
I mean, honestly, I think that might be the same in the U.S. If not YouTuber, streamer.
Yeah, yeah.
Twitch streaming is definitely a huge thing.
Yeah, well, because people, like, see it and think, like, oh, that's easy, I just play games. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's easy to do.
I can't
not
do
an
it.
Easy thing to actually become. You know what? Like, everyone can start YouTube. Not everyone can be a YouTuber, in my mind.
I can't do it. Yeah. Well, I can't.
Well,
I can't
stream.
Yeah, I can't stream to save my life. That requires a lot of, like, energy and...
Well, you're not that good at, like, improv.
Not really.
Yeah, I'm much more suited to improv.
Remember that whole introverted thing I talked to you about that I have? Yeah, that comes alive in streaming.
Does it?
I'm a very boring person.
I don't know, I've seen you stream before, and it's not too bad.
I mean, it depends.
I don't know, maybe it's a bias because I like you, but... just
could
as
be.
A person.
Could be.
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, hopefully we can get that visa sorted out soon this year.
Hey, Japan, please.
I like how you're pleading to the Japanese government on an Australian radio show.
I'm desperate. Australia has some connections, right? I don't know, man. I'm done.
Right. Well, guys, let us know your thoughts. What are some things, if you have visited Japan, or you live in Japan, or you would like to visit Japan, or you just know what Japan is like, let us know what you like about Japan, what you dislike about Japan, what are some things that you want to see from Japan, all that kind of stuff, using our specialized hashtag on Twitter. What was it again, Aki?
SBS. Anime.
Is that our new hashtag jingle?
No, it's mine.
Oh, it's yours. Okay. We need someone at SBS to, like, implement a jingle every time Aki says hashtag SBS anime.
Dun, 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 dun.
The Anime Show with Joey and Aki. Grab it from iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
SBS Pop Asia.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.